Hello and welcome to episode number 45 of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast, recorded on June 11th, 2021. In today's episode, we will talk about WordPress 5.8, what's in it, what didn't make it, the Gutenberg plugin releases 10.7 and 10.8, and a little bit more. I am Birgit Pauli Haag, curator of the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Jagos Jolskowski, JavaScript developer at Automattic and WordPress core contributor. So how are you feeling, Jagos? You're back from vacation.
Hello, Birgit. Long time no see. Yeah. It's so great to meet you again to discuss all the things Gutenberg. It really looks that I missed a lot while I was completely disconnected for nearly 2 weeks. I enjoyed the beauty of nature on the east side of Poland, places like Bieszczady Mountains, Dunajec River. That was a blast. So how have you been?
Well, I definitely missed you, and I'm glad we are doing the show again. I have been very well. Not much happened on this side of the continent or the Atlantic in terms of, but so let's catch up together with our listeners. It's also been 4 weeks that we connected with you. And first up is Dave Smith gave us a wonderful review.
Yeah, so Dave works at Automattic and he's a longtime Gutenberg contributor. And he recently moved to one of the teams that works primarily on WordPress core and in particular the widgets editor. So let's go and read the review. So he titled it as the only podcast you need for keeping up to date with Gutenberg and WordPress. Oh, it begins very well. So as a long time listener of the Gutenberg changelog, I felt it was high time I left a review. Quite simply, if you are interested in Gutenberg or indeed WordPress in general, then you need to be listening to this podcast. Things happen very quickly in Gutenberg land, and this podcast gives you a quick and easy way to keep up with everything without having to read lots of blog posts or attend meetings. The team strike an excellent balance of covering the various topics from the perspective of both site owners and developers. This ensures each episode has something that will appeal to everyone and doesn't ever become too heavy. One piece of feedback I'd like to see if we can get some guests on the podcast to talk through specific features or releases. That would be great. Thanks again to Birgit, Gregor, and previously Mark for all the work they put into this. I look forward to many more episodes.
Wow. That's just a wonderful review. It's it really warms my heart.
Yeah, that was highlighting, you know, when I read that review. That was during my vacation, so that was like, you know.
Yeah. I thought you wanted
break.
To know it. So, dear listeners, again, we love your comments and suggestions. And if you send us a review, it helps others to subscribe to our podcast too. So, by the way, this show has been running now for exactly 2 years, and we have about 26,000 listens in total, and the bulk of it actually in 2021, where it really took off, and we gained a lot of new listeners. So your reviews help, but also if we can keep up with those reviews, would be really great.
Yeah, wow, that's impressive journey that you and Mark, you ran started. In this place, I wanted to send greetings to Mark, who contributed to all of that. And from my perspective, I think that's quite important that more people can learn about that. So thank you, Dave, for sharing your perspective, and it helps us. And the idea of bringing guests, that would be fantastic. I don't know, Birgit, you are doing other sort of, you know, reaching out like Q&A that we are going to cover soon.
Yeah.
So, something
I talked. I connected with Dave on Slack a little bit about inviting guests, and it would be a change a little bit the tone of the show, because then it's not about the change log anymore. It's more about the guests and kind of what they bring. And then, yeah, it would be a separate show pretty much. Or we can just say when Gutenberg team stops doing releases every 2 weeks. Which is not going to happen. So, but we keep thinking about it, and yeah, we need to find this out. But you're right, the next Gutenberg Live Q&As are actually back after a 4 month vacation or break more. It wasn't a vacation because I moved, I renovated a house and all other things. And so June 24th, at 11 a.m. Eastern, 15 UTC, 1700 Central European time. And the topic, we will talk about the theme JSON for theme authors. And I'm thrilled to have Daisy Olson, Tammy Lister, and Jeff Ong to demo this new feature and discuss what it all means for the future of theme development in WordPress. So join us. The link will be, of course, in the show notes. And it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it sounds great. I think that people can learn a lot from the team that you found for this episode. And, you know, in general, the future of teams depends on this file format that we hope that will enable so many new possibilities, both for the team authors, but also indirectly to the users that will be able to consume the features that this format enables and all the customizations that they can do on their own in the editor. So that's something that definitely people should check.
Yeah. Go ahead. So there are other announcements that we wanted to make or just point you to posts that have been published. One is the core editor improvements on improve your workflow with the list view. The list view is a new feature, not a new feature, it's a revamped feature. Most of you will probably remember it being called the block navigator. It's the three lines on the top toolbar. When you click on it, it kind of comes out and shows you a view of all the blocks that are used on that particular post. And it had been revamped also to be used in the template editor. And there's some great information in that post. Now the initial patterns are in the WordPress pattern directory with 10.7. Also the block patterns are not coming with core anymore. They are also pulled from the directory. That's a great enhancement because now other people can submit block patterns to the directory. And there is a big shout out or call for patterns from the design team. And I will add that also to the list of posts here. Another person, go ahead.
I think for now, there is a special category which allows to mark some of the patterns to show up in the core by design. So, you know, it's not that people will see all the patterns at once. This is something that is probably will evolve over time, but initially there is a small subset of patterns that will be available within this feature.
So Kaya Reichstadt has a post on the Design Make blog about the initial patterns for that. It's in the list, and also a call for people to send in the new patterns, right?
Yeah, and in the last episode, we covered the new feature Duoton block support. And now there is an official announcement post that explains in details how it will work and what possibility it enables. It's very much expected for people to read, because you will learn a lot how to use that in practice. And this is really nice.
Yeah, they did a great job in putting that together. It's and you can actually find it under the wordpress.org/news, which is a new place to find some of that information. But it's part of Josepha Hayden Chomfuzi's initiative to make the news a little bit more user-centric and actually give some new features there. So what also happened this week was WordCamp Europe, and it was from Monday through Wednesday, the 7th to the 9th. And there were quite a few topics and talks and discussions on Gutenberg. And there is a post on the Gutenberg Times that I where I've collected everything. And we will I will update that also with the links to the videos as soon as they are on WordPress TV, so we can keep that handy. So there was Fabian Kage talked about building great experiences with the new editor. And
I enjoyed it so much. It's like so goes in line as if he was a Gutenberg core contributor just speaking for the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, Fabian Kage is not a stranger to Gutenberg Times. He also was on the Gutenberg Times live Q&A with you, Jagosz, on creating third-party templates for the Create Block Scaffolding tool. Yeah. He since then has started working with
TenUp,
right. Yeah. Thank you. Then there was also a full-site editing panel, and the panelists were a secret still on Monday, but now we know Jagosz Cholkowski was on it, and others.
And you know, first day at work and already on the panel.
Yeah. So what was it all about?
Yeah, so we discussed, you know, the implication of the project, how it will impact all the people in the community, especially team authors. How will that impact users? Will they stop using builders and switch to Gutenberg? You know, this type of controversy that everyone likes. So it was really great to hear all the different perspectives, because all the panelists do a different type of job. So I was on the development side of the features, but other people were more on the side of working for customers, creating products. So it was really great to combine all this knowledge together and share experience.
Awesome. Yeah. And Koen van de Winger was on that panel. Then Milana Kapp from Serbia. And then Daniel Zaccaro. And you're right, there was quite a mixture of people. And I really liked how Jose Ramon and Leslie put the questions together and moderated that. It was quite a nice panel discussion in that regard as well.
I just wanted to say that there were more talks about Gutenberg, and one of them was, there was another panel slightly related to Gutenberg about the future of teams. I didn't watch that one, but based on the panelist, I expect that it was a great one.
It was, yeah. It was also very interesting in terms of, yeah, how can I narrow down the full site editing and not have the user mess up my design and all this, how everybody approached it. That panel had Ben Dwyer on it, Imran Said, Daisy Olson, and Ratis Seveles from a Page Builder, and also moderated by Leslie and Jose Ramon. The videos will all be sooner or later on WordPress TV. I tried to get them and then also create the transcript so we can publish them on the Gutenberg Times. There were two more talks or workshops. One was by Herb Miller. He did a great walkthrough through the full site editing piece. It was not something that's coming to 5.8, but it's more how a future block theme could be developed and what would be parts of it. Yeah, how you do templates, how you do template parts, some code examples, and also he answered also a few questions from the audience. And then Lee Shaddle had a workshop, and it was called Blazing Fast Block Development, and it was about his tool he created. Inspired by the official Create Block Scaffolding tool, he expanded on it, and it's called Create Block Plugin Scaffolding tool. And he walked through this and what the changes are, what the differences are. And it's quite helpful for those who develop blocks as well. And of course, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I saw his talk at WordSesh conference a few weeks back, maybe two, And it was about the same topic as Simio. It was more in a talk format. And I was really impressed by all the improvements he added on top of Create Blog, and also like his own customizations to meet his vision. And one of the things that I always wanted to have for the tools that are shipped with WordPress Core is the ability to publish with GitHub to SVN. It's something that we really discussed on GitHub some time ago, how to build a zip tarball for the blog. So you don't have to go this painful step when you have your code ready, but now what?
Yeah.
So he solved that. It's based on the work that Helen did at 10up for syncing to SVN and those generated zip files. And it's pretty nice to see how like all different projects that inside this WordPress space, when they are combined together, how great products they can create.
Yeah, yeah. And what he also did was he included Tailwind Cascading Stylesheet framework out of the box. And he also has a few different templates. And one of them is to also create a store, which is a state management for that particular plugin. So it's quite an extension and certainly worth checking out. And then the conversation with Matt Mullenweg closed WordCamp Europe. And it was a two-part event. One was when Matthias and Matt Mullenweg were on the show and talked about what's coming up in the future releases. And they also published a great new video about the features, upcoming features. And it's now available on the news section of WordPress.org with the Gutenberg highlights. So, of course, we want to link it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's also available on YouTube and on WordPress TV. So in every place you want to consume that. And it's really good. It shows the power of Gutenberg and how it evolved in the recent months. It's really impressive.
Yeah, and so was it Beatrice? Yeah, Beatrice Fialo did a fantastic job on that. So a really wonderful.
Together with Matthias.
Yeah, it's nobody is an island, right? Yeah, and the second part of the conversation with Matt Mullenweg was an interview by Brian Krogsgaard from formerly PostStatus publisher, and he has this routine with Matt. So every 18 months or so, he does an interview with Matt, and they were talking also about the business of WordPress. And it was really a very interesting conversation. It was also the last time Brian is going to do that because he has handed over the torch on PostStatus to Corey Miller, who has been a partner for a year in PostStatus. So it was a great send-off for Brian, and Matt acknowledged all the great work that he did. So it was quite heartwarming to see that.
Sounds great.
Right. So this is all what happened long before we actually had a release. So let's get to the meat of the matter. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's get back in time 2 weeks earlier. So on May 26th, we had the feature freeze for WordPress 5.8. What that means in practice is that from that moment, all the features that were included in WordPress Core are scheduled to be in the final release. So if there isn't anything spectacular exploding in the core, then all of those features will be there. And so far, everything is on track. So let's hope it remains like this. And this Tuesday, we had WordPress Beta 1. Which is the first version that you can use for the testing and expect that this is the software that all the users will get on July 20. And yeah, there is also like the next step in the process will be RC1. This is a release candidate that is scheduled for June 29th. And this is also this period of time after the beta one, And the RC is when all the development notes are compiled. Some of them are already published. We mentioned some of them like Duoton, Manual. This is also when the documentation team that you can Birgit tell is working on the to cover all the new features in the documentation, update all the features that were before and that slightly changed. And so that's more or less how this process works. And just let's review what's actually going into the release that's related to the block editor.
Yeah, so 10.7 is the last release. The release candidate for that was before feature freeze. So whatever is in 10.7 will be in the final version of 5.8. Whatever comes afterwards can only be bug fixes. So the enhancement that came in were for the some support scripts are now, the editors are now pulled as iframe. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I have a specialist here on the show who can help me out with that.
Yeah, so the iframe approach, this is the solution that allows to isolate CSS style sheets and JavaScript files. So the problem that we faced when the block editor was initially published for the post content editing, it didn't have so much, you know, styles that impact the full page. But as soon as we expand the canvas to the full page, you now have some of the styles that are related to WP admin. And you have styles related to the front end, and they often, you know, get into conflict. So to get us there, we had to isolate that, and the iframe was the perfect solution here. And also to expand on that, the other benefits from doing so is that we can start using this preview mode. So previously, there was a very elaborate way of doing previews for the a smaller screen like the mobile or the tablet view. And with the frame approach, you just need to change the width and height of the iframe, and everything inside, it scales nicely because it's everything that browser provides out of the box. So you get all those nice improvements, but it took a lot of time to get that in because this was a very complex process.
And that also then enabled the block editor to be used for the template editor and also for the customizer. Yeah, that's all supported by that. So that was a great feature to come in, enhancement for that. Then we have a few block library enhancements. So the buttons, you now can, so the columns gap is now exposed for styling. So you can expand the buttons block with having additional styling there. The column block got color and padding support for the individual columns. That has been requested quite a long time. And the padding we will also see will come, is coming to the cover block as well as the, I think the, no, also to the cover block. And you can also now transform a cover block into a group block. So those are the changes for the blocks. The media text received a little bit more media width control. And oh, yeah, the social links got some more padding styling as well. Although that was only for the click plus to add. Yeah. So there was some cosmetic changes there. Yeah.
I'm seeing that it's now possible to disable Duoton. I have no idea why someone would want to do that, but it's possible.
It's a WordPress pattern. Every new feature also gets the questions, how do I disable that? So it's obligatory to have that, and it's available. You can disable Duoton for your
I
editor,
understand
yes.
that, but you know, it just this feature, no, it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, it's the same way. Then you can disable pulling in the block patterns because a enterprise client doesn't want to have users to play with things.
Yeah, I think that's the power of the global styles and the team JSON that you will cover in the QA coming up on 24th. is that Global Styles gives you this power of controlling all those features. And that's built in into the framework that was built. So that's great that it follows those principles.
Yeah.
And one big change is that this list view, persistent list view mode that we discussed in today already and in the previous episode was enabled also in the post editor. So that's something that was added on the last day, almost on the last day. But it's a nice unification that will make the experience better for user. And I guess it get enough testing that it's ready for the prime time.
Yeah, and it's really a nice way now to navigate the blocks and in both the post editor as well as in the template editor to find your way around. Yeah, if you're lost through all the blocks that are nested within nested and with nested, so you can bail yourself out there.
So the only difference that still is between this template editing mode and the post content editing mode is that iframe isn't still applied to the post content editing mode because it wasn't tested enough in that context. And we want to enable that first in the plugin before that, gets to get enough testing because some of the blocks that were built a long time ago might depend on some special, characteristic of the editor that was present back then.
That's a good point. Well, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. So the patterns, as I mentioned, is now the patterns that come with Core are now loaded through the WordPress.org API. And the block pattern, the meta team will have some information for that and also how you can submit blocks. Right now, blocks are submitted not directly into the directory. There's a review by the design team and they make some changes. But at least I know of one designer from the community here has actually already submitted and you can find them in the directory. Also new and updates, enhancements were made to the template editing mode. So there now is a welcome guide and also a delete the template action, which was for whatever reason missing, but now it's there. You can then clean up all the experiments that you did and just keep one of the 15 that you created.
I think it was present in the full site editing mode, so in the screen that isn't the part of WordPress 5.8 release, so they just had to bring the same functionality. And the welcome guide is similar to what people can see when they install WordPress and when they enter the post editor for the first time. It just adjusted to explain better how this template editor works.
Yeah, and there is another welcome guide to dismiss multiple times, depending on how you arrange your cookies. Yes. Yeah, so what's new for the APIs in there?
I just wanted to say that I'm surprised seeing this unified stacked block toolbar in this section, but there might be some underlying API that was built for that. But it's a user-facing feature, right?
Yeah, the block toolbar, yeah. So, but I also was surprised to see register block type from metadata is now, again, register block type. So we go from the big words to the small words to the big words.
Yes, that's on my side, so I'm responsible for that. And you can expect a dev note that covers that in depth, that should be published in the next week or in 2 weeks, depending how we go, because it's a long one. It will contain all the changes that are planned for the block API, and this is one of them. So this register block time from metadata on the JavaScript side, we decided to consolidate it under the existing API register block type. This I don't expect that this API will be used for the WordPress context, but it's more for for people that want to experiment with using the block editor in like outside of WordPress. So if you want to build a JavaScript project that uses that, or like the actual use case that we have is the native mobile app that's using and that doesn't yet uses REST API to fetch all the register block types. So they need to find another way. So they are using JavaScript to read block JSON files that contain all the metadata for blocks. And yes, this is specifically for this case.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it would also help the Drupal people who have.
Yes, exactly.
Flock to the block, the Gutenberg editor.
All the Laravel users, all the Laravel users.
The Laravel users, yes, exactly.
Yeah, Laravel.
Laravel, yeah. Laravel, yeah, and then there were a ton of bug fixes in this release, be it the cover block, image block, the post comment block, which will not be in 5.8, and the all the post blocks, the site blocks, they got quite a few bug fixes to make them more stable for the 5.8 release. I don't see anything that to talk about there specifically, as they're mostly not user-facing or good fixes. But
yeah, you can expect to see a lot of bug fixes because that was the last release. So all the features that were still in progress, it took a lot of efforts to backport them to WordPress core, which is like, I must admit that last week was a bit hectic because of that, because some APIs on the PHP side, once they were added to core, they duplicated what existed in the Gutenberg plugin. So we had to do, you know, these feature guards that if something exists in the core, then don't provide that. But otherwise, if you are using an older version of WordPress, then we want you to be able to use the same feature. So, okay, we will provide the definition for you. I really love the PHP about that, that is so flexible and allows this type of solutions that allows so easily to bring the same experience, no matter if you are using, no matter what version of WordPress you are using, the plugin can bridge all that. And that's beautiful, but it's also a lot of work to make it right. So it took some tries.
Yeah, and the plugin, as I remember, there's still, you need to have at least 5.6 to be able to use the plugin.
I can expect that plugin authors also have dealt with the same issues when they want to support APIs that evolved over time. So they need to have a different version depending of, you know, what API was available in the version they want to support. Mm-hmm. So it's quite common to have one or two past major versions. And
all right. And so 10.7 also had a few performance updates. One is to have the block editor async mode enabled only for blocks out of view.
It's a nice change. You probably don't know how it works behind the scenes, but before we had this solution when once you were typing in one of the blocks, then to make it as performant as possible, the updates for other blocks were delayed. So as long as you were typing and the browser was busy, other blocks could be delayed with all the updates. So the visual changes might be slightly out of date. With this change, the solution is that all the blocks that are within the view of the user of the site, they will get updates. So it's a bit more blocks that get updated with every keystroke, but it brings a much better experience and it didn't impact the performance at all. So that's I think that will be a really nice improvement for users.
Yeah, and I think that the block editors who are working on their own blog and have a lot of categories or tags, they will appreciate the improvements of performance for those tags when they search for them to add them to the posts and pages. That improvement also was in 10.7. It's still listed under experiments, but I think it came out of it, the block-based widgets. Because
yeah, that
they
was
are,
the last time.
it was the last time in 10.7 because they are slated to be available in 5.8, come to WordPress in July. And so there is and in two forms. There is the appearance widgets menu item from WP Admin, where you just have the widget screen. And now everything is in blocks. And for now, I think the idea is that it will be opt out and will come to your WordPress install. And it also uses the new block-based widgets in the customizer. There is also, as we mentioned before, a new feature comes and you will get the possibility to switch it off, because your site might not be ready or you have too many third-party plugins with the widgets that are not yet compatible. There is also a classic widget plugin available that is in the repo and was created by the core contributors, Tonya Mork and Andrew Oles. And so I'm just kind of warning everybody to look for that plugin if you are not able to test your sites, your live sites before with the new widget editor. I have found a few plugins that on and off were compatible to it. So I definitely say be cautious, proactively install the plugin and then test it out later on a test site. So Pantheon has actually free developer sites that you can migrate to and clone your site to, so you can test things. And this is definitely something I would suggest you doing. All right. So the widget editor screen also comes with a welcome guide. It will have a toolbar and all the good things that come with blocks. There's also one thing for the content creators. If you use one of the, not a legacy widget, but one of the core blocks or custom blocks from your plugin or theme, there won't be a title to the widget. So if you add the categories block to your widget section, it will not say categories. You need to kind of add a heading block to it to say whatever you need it to say. So that's a little switch in workflow for using widgets. And then we have the navigation editor and block. That is not going to come to the WordPress, but one thing, the navigation block is already in Gutenberg, so you can use that, but it's not going to be an overall site navigation. And the big enhancement there is the responsive navigation block, which was quite a hard thing to do, was it?
Yeah, it was very complex. It took a lot of time and efforts to make it right, mostly because the navigation, as it grows, it doesn't fit on mobile screens. So you need to have a different representation, different navigation. And in general, there was a lot of technical consideration to make it right, but the team made it. And it's now in the Gutenberg plugin. It won't be part of WordPress 5.8 release, but you know, it's something that now is ready for testing, and you can use it if you have the plugin installed.
Right. And for the global styles, there are quite a few changes in the framework, but the biggest one is the theme JSON, that it hard-coded CSS units will have been replaced with the units from the theme JSON file. So it's all in one local place, configured for the theme authors. Yeah.
And just to remind that theme JSON mechanics and all the framework behind that is going to be part of WordPress 5.8 release. So some parts of the global style section is no longer experimental, and we should see less items in this section.
Yeah. And that was the message heard loud and clear from the original Gutenberg release 5.0, that extenders like theme authors or even plugin authors did not have enough time to experiment with things and get ahead of the curve when things finally land for the users in WordPress. And so the Global Styles framework will come to 5.8, but not the UI for the interface for the user to change color settings or anything for their site that is not yet coming to 5.8, that's slated for 5.9 or even later 6.0, because it's it has some major user interface implications there. Now, coming back to 10.7, we are now in the documentation section of the changelog. And of course, there were quite a few changes there, or additions pretty much. So there is a dedicated block style page under the block API directory now. Well, it explains the block styles it's fancy quote or for the core quote. That's just an example that it has a list of all the styles that come with the core blocks. Say they can be looked up and don't have to go back and say, fiddle with all the developer tools to find that out. It also has a first pass on the documentation for the widget block editor. And that is, however, not end user, that's more developer oriented.
Yeah, it's developer focused. I think there are three pages at the moment that cover the cases, how to integrate widgets, the pre-existing widgets with the widgets block editor, how to set up everything and some filters that you can use, general stuff that is always required for a screen inside WordPress. I expect that to grow over time, but it's a good start.
Excellent. So the document for the theme JSON, they made the examples now copy-pasteable. So you can...
Big win.
It's a big win because now you can just use them on your own theme JSON file. And there is also an updated glossary for the full site editing terminology, because that's a big, big plus. So we all have the same terminology when we talk about things, especially when it goes into feature requests and bug fixes and these. So we all know how to call all those things, what to call all those things. Yeah,
especially when you use acronyms like FSE, that I always dislike that, because when you are not in the circle that knows about them, then you are quickly lost.
Yeah, good. So there were a few changes to the code quality. Huge chunk was attributed to the rich text functionality, and that has to do with Ella being the lead developer on that, and she has been back from vacation, I hear from Jagosh. Full of energy.
Yes. And in general, Ella is one of the most experienced contributor in the area of rich text editing. So she knows everything about that, and she's just making that better each week. So that's great to have her in the team.
Yeah, and the consistency in updating things, yes. So I think, do you have anything else that you want to talk about from that section?
Yeah, I mean, the changelog for this release is so long, as I already mentioned, that it's related also to the code quality parts, bug fixes, is related to the fact that we were trying to make all the promises, like to fulfill all the promises that we made, what's going to be included in the release. So we can recap what actually got in the release. From the list that was shared previously after the demo that Matthias made during this meeting, when he was discussing with Matt Mullenweg, with Josefa Haden-Chompozi and Helen Husandi, they were discussing what's going to be in the release. And I'm impressed that almost all the items from the list are there. That's a great team from all the contributors. And I don't remember being on the projects in the past that were so successful in meeting the goals that were shared before. So from the list, we have a lot of improvements, like the widget screen and widgets blocks integration in the customizer. We have template editing mode. We have new blocks that will help with editing those templates for sites, posts, the query block, which at the last moment had a new name. We will cover that soon. And there's this Duotone feature, Tame JSON framework, mechanics, integration, everything that will be necessary for global styles. So there are two items that didn't get there, but they were, I see them as marked as not certain. At least in my mind, I don't know what was in the original announcement post. But the gallery Brocky factor, that's a very technical challenge. It didn't make in the release, and I hope it will get in the next major WordPress release. And the other big chunk of functionality is navigation block and the navigation screen. It also didn't make to this release.
Yeah, well, thank you for summarizing that again. So for the user-facing parts, that's definitely the... But there are also updates to the reusable block that come right from the plugin that were not new features, but it's still a different workflow there. And then also the block patterns will come to 5.8 to WordPress. They were before, but now they are in full force, and we'll also have block patterns for the query block, which will be called post block, to just finish that for Enid, what Jagosh said just before. And then it also has a new preference model that we talked about before in this changelog, but there are quite a few changes also that come between, because remember there are 8 WordPress plugin releases that will now be coming to WordPress 5.8. So it's not only what's in 10.7, but also from 9.9, from 10.0, 10.1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6 that will come to the WordPress install near you.
I'm not surprised that I missed some of those features because the list is so long. It's really hard to remember all of them. So thank you for sharing also those bits. And I also think that some of those features that might be already so stable before the demo, so they didn't discuss that.
Yeah.
Like the changes to the reusable block flow, which is so nice. I like all the improvements also, how nice it became, because it was one of the nice features that were already present, but it wasn't so popular because it wasn't advertised enough. But now it's so much better.
Yeah. So what's also new on this release, the WordPress 5.8, is that the release team channel is for the first time a public channel. Not that everybody can have their opinion and kind of chime in there, but you see all the discussions that are there and what kind of thought go into certain areas, and also that people from other teams that are part of the release team can raise some flags or throw a flag, as the American football sports metaphor would go. And I just was listening in or reading in the public channel, and Marius Jason from the support mentioned that there's still some confusion between, with the query block, that it was in the previous version that you could change the content while you were editing or configuring it for your template editor. And that confused quite a few people. And so there was another discussion, and that would have been a support nightmare. So I really appreciate that Marius stepped up and said something in the release squad channel. And Matthias Ventura chimed in and said, okay, yeah, we still need to, the query block needs, we need to settle on the nomenclatura, and that's the new name change to post block. And also that it needs to be disabled, that editing in a template view is not possible, to actually alleviate that user confusion. It came also, and that also what happened with the full site editing testing outreach program. That was always a point where new testers or even past testers were kind of totally confused. What am I doing now? Do I edit content or do I edit just the layout of things? So that's just one example on how these discussions happen quite around the team. So
in some ways, I like that feature because you could provide a featured image to your post when it was missing because you had a nice view to filter your post. It's definitely something that we should consider in the future, but for different screens. And it's going to be really powerful because at the moment when you go to the post list page or pages list page, then you don't have so much power, and that would enable so much better workflows for people to bulk update a post, apply tags, taxonomies, and you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, but I think you're right. It needs to probably be in a different screen to make not one screen do too many things at once, and then all of a sudden it stumps people. And said, I didn't think that would happen. Yeah, it's kind of the expectations, what happens when I press this button kind of thing. Yeah, and so that was the changelog for 10.7. We are right into this week's release of Gutenberg 10.8. And there's another huge release, but it's mostly bug fixes. And the few enhancements that are in that release probably won't make it into 5.8. They are dropped into the plugin now to have a more exposure on the plugin side for the plugin users to be tested before they come to the big WordPress community. So, but
yeah, as you mentioned, the development process in the Gutenberg plugin never stops. So we will see those enhancements. They won't be included in the WordPress 5.8 release. However, they will surely make it to WordPress 5.9. And we can expect to see some bug fixes that will be identified as blockers for the release that will be backported. And that's to the release team. As you mentioned, they have the channel when they discuss all that occurrences and decide whether it's worth the hassle of backporting that to core. And Riyad Benghella, he's the release for responsible for core editor, and he will make the decision. He usually does it on Monday, and then the patch will be prepared. And so that if you want to follow that along, then one way of doing that is either this channel you mentioned on WordPress Slack, or just following the NPM packages releases that will happen on Mondays with all those changes.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a great explanation to how this all works together and how we know what will come to 5.8 from later releases or from 10.8. There's also a GitHub project that belongs to the WordPress 5.8 must-haves, and there still are some issues in there, but that's also where you can follow along on those decisions.
And you can also help with tackling those issues and prepare patches and do reviews, testing, and everyone is welcome. It's a friendly environment.
Yeah. Oh, even finding the bugs is a huge help already. So go and test the beta, which is now available through the WordPress test, the official beta testers plugin, and you can test your WordPress site in local, or maybe you have a public test site that you can install the plugin.
Yeah, most likely with the Gutenberg plugin disabled in this scenario.
Good point. Because otherwise you get all the new features as well. And they're not ready yet for WordPress 5.8. So what we also find in this 10.8 are additional design tools for letter spacing and enable the site title and site tagline. Blog supports for skipping the spacing supports serialization. And then one tool is, or one feature I really like is the link URL. So when you have a post and you want to add links to your text, you now, the Gutenberg goes out to that URL and grabs meta information from that particular page, be it title. You see title already in the plugin, but now with a new enhancement there, you will see also the feature image of that particular post or page that you're linking to. So when you come back in 2 or 3 weeks, I will update that post. You can then just hover over your links and you see immediately if a link was broken or if you grabbed the wrong link or something like that. So it definitely helps you with quality assurance of your own blog post or pages with that feature. I really like that. So what else?
You know, I was off. So I don't know much this time. I'm just exploring the list and trying to find some interesting changes that landed. I would expect that this release was mostly about stabilization, improving bugs that were introduced during the integration with WordPress Core, and also some performance improvements that were discovered. So in general, we always try to improve the performance with every major WordPress release. So this is the time when core team members go into the performance optimization tools, check what's possible, how to make it better. So we have this type of exploration at this point. And you can see that reflected in the changelog because the number of bug fixes is quite huge. And there's one performance change that was surprising for me to learn about. It's about external, they were internal images embedded as data for the welcome guide. So to ensure that you have the one nice pictures next to the text that explain how the editor works in different contexts, they were included in the JavaScript bundles, which was really bad for performance because you cannot use all the techniques that browser use with images. So it decreased the size of the JavaScript bundle for the welcome guide, and it probably had a good impact on the loading time of the page because now the browser doesn't need to process the JavaScript before it can even display this image. Even in the scenarios when you disabled all those welcome guides and you no longer need to see those images. So that's a great discovery after a year, and that will improve the loading performance.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, and when I was looking through the 10.8, I'm also probably missing quite a few things. But what stood out for me is that the in documentation, the Creator Block theme tutorial is now updated. So you can, when you follow along with one of the talk at WordCamp Europe, or if you see, so you can prepare yourself as a theme author to get ahead of the curve on the full site editing for block themes with the updated documentation. That's great. I also see that there were some linting problems on some of the packages that have been fixed, and some of the components and functions now are all increased more, have types, so they can be used with TypeScripts or are actually used by, as TypeScripts.
It's an ongoing effort on the WordPress components project, which was formerly called G2. And now it's just, improvements to components. And it's like the work is at full steam. There are new contributors there now. So it accelerates. And that's when you mentioned the global site user interface, this is the all the building blocks for that project. So once we have those components improved, polished, then that will build all that interface.
Oh, glad I know that context now. Thank you. Yeah. So I think if you don't have anything else, Jagosz, that you want to point out from that release, I think we're coming up to the end of our show. We always had a section that's what's in active development or discuss. I just wanted to point out there are a lot of things that are in active development and discussed, and I think we will talk about it quite often or more in depth again in the next shows. But one I wanted to point out is a discussion on workflow in columns. So it's a discussion of a feature that allows the text to fill up the columns automatically So you don't have to drag and drop individual paragraphs into the columns. And then when you change it, you have to do it all over again when the size changed. So the idea is that this feature enhancement, you create something similar to a group block and then highlight the paragraphs that you transform into a multi-column display. And that is a very neat feature. It's almost like when you have a, it reminds me back to the to Ventura Publishing, where you kind of says, okay, this is the paragraph and let it throw all those columns. Or when you use columns in Google Docs, and that would be great to come to WordPress in the block editor. And I just wanted to tell you, it's being worked on.
I like those nice enhancements that you can add on top of the existing features, and it's always amazed me the ideas that people have and how creative they became since the block editor was released.
So before we end the show, I want to remind you, June 24th, join our Gutenberg Times live Q&A with Daisy Olson, Tammy Lister, and Jeff Ong to talk about the theme JSON and global styles and settings and the full site editing block themes. And as always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast, gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And this is the number 45 edition. And if you have questions and suggestions or news that you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. But you can also reach out to Jagos and myself on Twitter. So my Twitter handle is BPH. And what's your Twitter handle, Jagos?
My is GZIOLO. It's Giolo. A complex one.
Giolo. G-C-I-O-L-O.
I run with this part in email, even in Poland. I have hard times explaining how to write it down.
Well, thank you, Greg. Welcome back from your vacation. I hope re-entry is not too hard on you. And it was great to have you on the show again.
Thank you, Brigitte. Yeah, it was really great to talk again about the business, and it went very well from my perspective. I enjoyed it a lot, so I'm happy that I had some time off and now I can enjoy all those following the development of the Gutenberg project. So see you next time in 2 weeks.
All right, thank you all for listening and be well. Bye bye.
Bye bye.